It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Someone that I know... analyzes, you know, pregame food and what the press box food is like is our next guest. That's our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, where our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman Trio Mayonnaise Mayo. Game day, be delicious. Ross, we're excited about baseball in this town right now, but we're going to be crushing some wings. I know, I'm assuming you're a wing guy. What's the wing order look like?
I am definitely a wing guy, and having played a number of years in Buffalo, only enhanced that. A couple things need to be said. First of all, the best flavor, I think, is typically like a honey barbecue.
Totally.
But okay. If we're talking regular buffalo wings, I am a medium guy. You know, like mild, I can do a little bit more than mild, but any more than medium, it's like taking away from the joy of the experience. I think more importantly... I am a drum guy, and I don't understand flat people. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't care to associate with flat people because drums are much better. For flat, you need to get two hands involved. How can you be drinking your beer if you have to have two hands to eat a flat? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, and I think you get more meat from a drum. Now, some people think the meat is more tender in between the bones of a flat, but that's just too much work. Like, I'm not trying to do work here, okay? I'm trying to have a big chunk of chicken meat in my mouth, very easily accessible before in between sips of beer.
I respect all those answers. I think we get along just fine, Ross, when you're in town. I think maybe this week for the Saints game, we can you know, have a chance to get some wings here very soon. But since we
one of you guys needs to text me. I'm doing right. Navy Air Force.
Okay.
10 a.m. Mountain Time on Saturday on CBS.
Okay.
And then I will be flying to the lovely new airport there in Kansas City because I'm in the booth Monday night, Westwood One, with the legend Kevin Harlan. I can't wait.
Okay, so yeah, we'll shoot you a text. We'll get it set up and have a little fun. But since we last talked to you, it's gotten worse for the Chiefs in the injury front, Ross. Obviously, Rashee Rice, and there's still some mystery on whether or not it's for sure an ACL tear. This show is operating as if they've lost Rashee Rice for the year. What do you think the Chiefs' offense looks like with no Rashee Rice? Is it even worse off as far as talent-wise than where they were last year?
Yeah, I mean, probably. And they would tell you that because that's why they drafted Xavier Worthy in the first round and brought in Hollywood Brown, right? I think they probably thought their three receivers would be Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy. And Worthy's kind of the last man standing out of those three. And he's just a rookie, right? Although he's made some really nice plays already, which is super impressive. But they'll find a way. It seems like they always do. It's kind of unbelievable. It's super impressive. You know, maybe there's more two tight end sets with Noah Gray. Maybe it's a situation where they can figure out a way to get more out of Sky Moore, more out of Moore or Juju or Hardman. I mean, you know, they have a bunch of guys there that have been there, know the offense, and frankly, that have made some plays for them. You know, some big plays in big spots at times, Smith-Schuster and Hardman. So They'll figure it out. They know what they have in those guys, at least at this point. Jay Watt as well, Justin Watson. So they'll just have to utilize these guys differently. It looked like Rice was kind of the number one guy and was going to really have a star season. It's a shame. It really is a shame.
Do you agree, watching Patrick Mahomes, that it seems like we're back to not only discussing the footwork, but does he trust this offensive line? Is that what you see as well at times on some of these throws, or maybe bailing on the pocket a little early? Is it just a lack of trust with his tackle situation right now?
I think that's probably part of it. I don't know. It's like part of me wonders, is he just like in chill till January mode, or chill till the end of the game when he has to win the game mode? It's just, it is uncanny the amount of issues and problems you guys have as one of the two undefeated teams in the NFL. It's like nobody feels bad that you still find a way to win games. I'm not exactly sure. You know, he'd have to be the one that tells you how much of it's breaking in some new weapons like Worthy, how much of it is some of the concerns about the offensive tackles. But I don't know. I mean, were they that much better last year? I mean, it was still Juwan Taylor and it was Donovan Smith. I don't know that it was, a huge difference, but he did get hit pretty much, especially those first couple of games. So maybe he's a little bit more gun shy this year.
Did you feel better about Travis Kelce after the game? We know the second Rashee Rice went down, Kelce stepped back up. I think for the people who wanted to say maybe he's a little too old, it didn't look that way once they needed him.
No, and isn't that kind of what it was like last year? I mean, last year I don't think people were saying the age. They were saying more maybe just the, the fact that he was injured. But he has a really – and he and Mahomes – and, you know, you guys know this, but it's just super impressive how it seems like their ability to make the plays when they need to make them. Like, they needed him to step up against the Chargers, so he did, and they won. And Mahomes, a lot of times, it's making the play late. Not always, but they just have a much higher tendency to step up and play their best when the team needs them than most other people, if that makes sense. It's just, it's uncanny. And yeah, I think Kelce's fine. I think the bigger issue, I would say, is that I feel that they're going to have to lean on Kelce a lot more. So then what does January look like for him? You know, I mean, what does January look like for him if he's getting a lot more touches and a lot more usage now? It's funny, my co-host on the Fantasy Feast podcast said that he thought at least in September, October, November that Travis Kelce would be a smart time player instead of like a part-time player, a smart time player, meaning, you know, that the Chiefs would be smart with him. They may not have that luxury now without Rice and Hollywood Brown.
I'm with you. We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I want to ask you real quick about the AFC as a whole. We saw on Sunday Night Football that the Bills dropped their first game. Baltimore just had them from the get-go, it looked like, and the Ravens have started to solidify some things after the 0-2 start. The Chiefs, yes, the problems they have are there, but I'm watching all these other teams in the AFC, Ross, and nobody's playing all that great. Nobody looks dominant.
No, they don't. Although, like, let me say the flip side. The only dominant team, and the clear, although I still have the Chiefs number one in the Ross Tucker podcast power rankings, the only dominant team has been the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings have been the best team in football, but do I think the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl? No, I do not. So while it would be nice to be playing great now and be the best team in football now, I think what we've learned is that what really matters is that you get better during the season and that you're the best team, and or at least playing your best ball near the end of the season. I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, I would say the last 2 years at this point, the Eagles were the best team. I mean, the last 2 years, the Eagles were like 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, 1 year they kept going all the way to the Super Bowl, and they played great the whole time. They just weren't able to beat the Chiefs in that last game. But then last year they really fell off. So I think it's, you know, there's a lot of factors, injuries, all those things. But you're right. Nobody's looked, in, at least in the AFC, like they're clearly the best team. But I think it's the usual cast of characters. I really do. I think the Bills are very good. I'm not going to lose faith in them after one game. I think the Ravens have shown these last two games that they're still going to be a force to be reckoned with. We know about the Chiefs, of course. I think the Texans-Bills game is a really interesting one for Chiefs fans this weekend, because this is an opportunity for the Texans to kind of state their case that they're in that group, that they're in your four in terms of AFC legitimate Super Bowl contenders with Baltimore, Buffalo, and KC. Meanwhile, for the Bills, it's their chance to say Sunday night was a total aberration, anomaly, and that they're actually much better than that.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Appreciate it as always, man. Safe travels this weekend. And, yeah, we'll shoot you a text. We'll figure some things out this weekend.
Sounds great. See you.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dude,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.